This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. The World Health Organization's executive director has warned that the world remains in the midst of the coronavirus outbreak as some countries rapidly reopen while others are struggling to contain it. Dr. Mike Ryan said, "We're still very much in a phase where the disease is actually on the way up." Ryan said cases were climbing in South America, South Asia, and in other regions. He said the disease can jump up at any time, and warned North America, Europe, Southeast Asia, and other parts of the world not to relax coronavirus control measures too quickly. Ryan issued the warning even before an expected second wave of cases months from now, fueling concerns of people who oppose rapid reopenings around the world. Ryan's comments diminish expectations for a swift worldwide economic recovery and renewed international global travel. He spoke Monday when the United States, the leader in coronavirus infections and deaths, saw large crowds of people packing reopened public spaces such as beaches and national parks. India is continuing to struggle with a spike in coronavirus cases. The country with a population of more than 1.3 billion people saw a record one-day increase in new infections for the seventh straight day. India reported 6,535 new infections Tuesday, boosting its total to more than 146,000, and that includes more than 4,000 fatalities. Despite the surge, India still allowed domestic flights to resume Monday after being suspended for 2 months. The trading floor of the New York Stock Exchange reopened to in-person activity for the first time in 2 months Tuesday. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo rang the iconic bell. The usual controlled chaos was more subdued as traders had to observe 2-meter distancing requirements. This is VOA News. Dozens of health workers in Mexico City are demanding that authorities provide them with personal protective equipment needed for attending to coronavirus patients. The workers blocked roads in the capital city during a protest Tuesday, claiming Mexican officials are putting their health at risk by giving them poorly made equipment. The nurses also complain about their workload, saying that even with the extra work because of COVID patients, they are still required to train university graduates. Mexico has confirmed more than 70,000 COVID cases and more than 7,300 deaths. The lion's share of the infections and deaths are in densely populated Mexico City. U.S. Africa Command, or AFRICOM, says Russia recently deployed military fighter aircraft to Libya to support Russian state-sponsored private military contractors who are helping forces fighting the UN-supported Libyan government. The Russian fighter aircraft arrived at Al Jufra airfield in Libya from an airbase in Russia after a stop in Syria, where they were repainted to camouflage their Russian origin. That's according to AFRICOM on Tuesday. The fighter jets are expected to provide air support for Russian military contractors who've been supporting Libyan strongman General Khalifa Haftar's Libyan National Army in their year-long offensive against the UN-backed Government of National Accord. Local and state health officials in Missouri have urged citizens to comply with social distancing regulations after resort patrons flouted the preventative measures during Memorial Day weekend parties. Video circulated on social media showed packed pools, lakes, bars, and restaurants as both local residents and out-of-town visitors took advantage of the lifted shelter-in-place orders and a long holiday weekend to gather in large groups. One video of a crowded pool area posted on Twitter by a local news reporter was captioned, "No COVID concerns at the Lake of the Ozarks." Lake of the Ozarks is a resort area in central Missouri that draws from a large part of the central United States. The United Nations command has ruled that both North and South Korea were at fault when they exchanged gunfire earlier this month across the heavily fortified shared border. A report issued Tuesday said the incident breached the armistice that ended fighting in the Korean War, which started in 1950 and lasted 3 years. The report said North Korea breached the armistice on May 3rd when it fired 4 small arms rounds that struck a South Korean guard post. The report said South Korean troops violated the pact when they responded with 2 volleys of gunfire. But the UN command was unable to determine if North Korea opened fire intentionally or by mistake. It said North Korea was invited to take part in the investigation but has not offered an official response. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News.